Should we do a little bit of some of this? I say we get into stuff. Where's the theme? Where's the theme?
Do four, we have? Four.
Elevator.
It's right. All the themes are in yellow.
Got it.
Color coordinated.
He's the elevator dirtbag.
That's what I'm talking about.
Take one look at him and you will gag. When you see the slime ball come, then you should run. He'll tell you that he is a transient.
Eat.
Or say he is giving up gay sex for Lent.
Sweet.
He's the elevator dirtbag.
All right, folks, what we do is we send Boston Rob into elevators to say strange things to people and get their reactions. And it's pretty fun stuff. All right. Let's see. This first one that we have for you is Boston Rob commenting on how crowded it is. And I'm assuming by that we mean in the elevator. Here we go.
Oh, a little crowded in here, huh? Kind of like a Mexican's apartment. Except we all have jobs.
Okay. Very nice.
Oh, nice.
Oh well. Have a good one.
I love have a good one. That really has become your phrase, man. The second one is Boston Rob talking about how he lost a lot of his possessions.
What? Talks about all these hurricanes, huh? Tell me about it. I lost my car, my dog, all in one shot. It was just because I did time. Believe you me, there's a lot of blowing in there, too.
Oh, my.
And that was a conversation across an elevator.
Oh, good.
There were people in between
me. Oh, in between
me,
you?
Yeah, that's what you heard. So a couple of ladies talking in between, and I was talking through them. And after I dropped that, the conversation pretty much stopped between them.
It was brutal.
It was very awkward.
This next one is Boston Rob giving a stranger some food for thought.
What's up, man?
How's it going?
Ever wondered what it would be like to be a pioneer back in the olden days?
How's that?
You know, like live off the land or even like run a concentration camp and bark out orders.
Oh, yeah, they're exactly the same. You know, live in the olden days, work at a concentration camp, bark out orders.
That's crazy.
I don't know. Just a thought. All right. Have a good one.
Nice.
Oh, my. This next one is Boston Rob asking about a TV show.
You ever seen that show, Whose Line Is It Anyways?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, you ever go down to Mira Mesa fishing and get your line tangled, I'll tell you whose line it is. One of them freaking Orientals. Hey, guys, have a good one.
Oh, man. The racism in this elevator. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
So B-Rob is saying, if you want to know whose line it is and you're fishing in Mira Mesa, it's the Oriental tangled up in your line next to you?
Oh.
What?
Brutal.
It just gets worse.
This is the next one. The next one is B-Rob.
I'm going to be killed one of these days.
Talking about his new realization.
Thanks. Oh. You know, I came to the realization the other day that baths, they're overrated.
Baths.
Yeah, baths. You're just going to get dirty again, you know? I'm working on a fort right now. You want to smell?
Oh,
you sure?
Yeah.
been a while. All right, have a good one.
A lady and her child.
Oh, my. No!
Hey, sometimes those children have to understand what I'm thinking.
Sure.
What's a fortnight?
I know what a fortnight is. Almost a month, right?
Okay, Rob.
No. That's what I thought it was.
This next one is Boston Rob mentioning the good some groups can accomplish.
How's it going? All you hear nowadays in the news is the bad stuff about Al-Qaeda, huh? No one ever talks about the good stuff. And don't quote me on this, but I believe, you know Family Guy? Don't quote me on this, but I believe that they're responsible for the Family Guy's return on network TV. Yeah. What? You never hear anyone talk about that. All right, guys, have a good one.
Al-Qaeda.
Oh, he's the elevator dirtbag.
Oh, jeez.
Take one look at him and
get hurt.
You will gag.
Yeah, you are.
When you see the slime ball come, then you should run. He'll tell you that he is a transient. Or say he is giving up gay sex for Lent. He's the elevator dirtbag.
There you go.